Oh my gosh. What a day today is. What a day yesterday was. I had this before yesterday. You guys probably know yesterday was our big No Kings Day and everything. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. But before yesterday, last week, I wrote this whole talk that I was going to do for you. And then yesterday just changed everything because I don't know. This experience, I saw Pam Gagan there. There was, okay, we were in Thousand Oaks. There must have been 4,000 people there. I mean, literally. It was supposed to be on the corner of Lynn Road and what's that over the Hillcrest, right where the mall is, right? So I just pictured, okay, there's going to be maybe 100 people on that corner. Oh, no. There was like 1,000 people on each of the four corners. There was music playing. There was this girl in the center aisle with this like bubble machine, and there was bubbles going around. There were people driving by in cars, handing out waters and saying thank you and honking their horns and throwing out snacks for people and just going woohoo, you know. Oh my gosh. There were people in wheelchairs holding up signs. There were people in walkers, you know, that you could tell this is a big deal for them to be there. This is a big deal. And there were little babies, and there were people with their service animals. There were teenagers. There were these two young kids. They had to be like high school age walking. I was walking. People were standing, walking, all dancing. There was so much going on. But these two boys, I was like overhearing as they were walking alongside of me, and they were like, "Oh, I don't feel so bad about being from Thousand Oaks now." We're known as a pretty like white conservative community. There were all walks of life. Everybody joined and united. And the one thing that struck me so much that made an impression on me is that everyone had these homemade signs. Now, I felt really lazy because I just bought signs on Amazon, okay? I'm like, I don't have time to make a sign and get. You know how hard it is to make a sign? You got to go to the store, buy the materials, come home, think of something to say, make sure it's readable. You know, how do you hold it up? Do you have a sticker? Do you have a whatever, a flag? It's a lot of work. And I was the only one with a homemade sign. So I was kind of like with a store-bought sign. So I was kind of embarrassed, you know, like, oh, okay, well, here's my sign, you know. But they were all very clever. And the other thing that struck me so much was the energy. Because all week, with so much bad news and so much bad going on, I have been, I don't know about you, but I pick up on energy really easily, and I have been feeling so down in the dumps. And then especially this time of year when we've got June gloom and it's morning and it's overcast outside, and then you turn on the computer and hear some bad news, and then somebody calls and it's like, oh yeah, I feel bad. Well, I feel bad too. And it's like, ugh. It's been very heavy. The minute we parked the car and other we saw all the people walking to the place, this joy just kind of came. This hope just kind of uplifted me. And it's interesting because the first time they had this event, I think it was in April sometime, I was too nervous to go. I have anxiety, and I was just like, there's going to be too many people, and it's just, I'm going to be uncomfortable, and I'm just going to do my own thing at home. I'm going to do what I can do, but I'm not going to get involved. But this time, I felt like I have to go. I have to do this. I have to. I just have to be there. And even my husband, who likes to stay at home, I didn't think he would come. He's like, I'm going. I'm like, this is so great. So the two of us went, and it was like one big party. We just had the time of our lives. We didn't know anybody, except I ran into Pam, and I'm like, this is great. My one friend told me she was going to be there, but I couldn't find her. It was like needle in a haystack with all those people there. Like, how am I going to find her? Like, I just can't. But it made me think that it's never too late. It's never too soon. If not now, when? Let's go. Let's do this, right? There were some older women there, and you know, I would talk to people like, this is not me. I usually don't go up to people. I know I'm here a speaker speaking to everybody, but that's different. Okay, you guys are my family, you're my friends, whatever, right? I'm comfortable with you. But to go up to a person one-on-one that I don't know, I'm shy, okay? If they come up to me, I'm happy and friendly and everything, but it's hard for me to approach people. But everybody was so approachable. And these older women, there was like three or four of them, and they all had signs. I'm like, can I take your picture? And they're like, yeah, and they're posing, and it was really great. I took pictures of so many people. It was great. And they're like, you know, we didn't suffer through the 60s and women's rights and working so hard to get to where we are, to just see it all blow up in our faces. So this is important to us. And I'm like, well, thank you for being here. It just made me so happy that everybody came together for this. So it was really good. And it also reminded me that we talk a lot in spirituality, and especially in Vedanta, about remembering who we are. And that is the purpose of life. It's not discovering who we are or finding out who we are. It's remembering who we are. And when we're in school, there are some things we learn that we forget, like algebra or whatever. If you told me to solve an algebra equation, I'd look at you like X and A and B and squared and what? I used to get A's in algebra, but now you tell me to do it, I'd be like, I don't know. But if you give me like 10, 15 minutes and give me a little refresher course, I'll remember, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, sure, you know. And that's how discovering who we are, finding out, remembering who we are in this lifetime is all about. We come to places like this for the reminders, for the tutoring sessions, for the one-on-one, for the coaching. Remember who you are. You know, you are strong. You are powerful. You are brilliant. You are beautiful. You are precious and unique and divine. And in this time in history, when I'm looking at all those signs, I'm like, this is reminding us of who we are as a nation. And this, just like with spirituality, it's a spiritual awakening. This is an awakening. This is a come to your senses type of thing. Like, we've been asleep too long. We've been asleep at the wheel and letting things get too far out of hand. And now is the time to wake up. Let's go. Let's remember who we are as a group of people who all want the same thing. And it's true. What we want changes, and that's a spiritual progression in life. When we're little babies, what do we want? We want love. We want food. We want warmth. Very simple needs. You know, we want our mom. We want to be with mom, 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 mom. But then we grow up and we get toys. And then we start saying, oh, mine, mine, mine. Do we share? No, mine, mine. And then we start wanting things outside of ourselves. And then we go to high school and people were wearing the designer sneakers and the, you know, and then we want this, we want this. Or then we want this job. Then we want this then we want the perfect spouse and the house and the car and the kids and the, we want. And it can get out of hand too. It can get like greedy. How much is enough? How much is enough? It's the keeping up with the Joneses type of thing. Like Vito's saying, you know, everybody else is taken, but you're like, oh, it's kind of coveting thy neighbor's thing that make us think maybe I don't have enough. Maybe I need that something more, you know? But then there's the problem is, here's the analogy. It's like when you want to catch a fish, you put bait on the hook. And the fish sees the bait. Oh, that food, that shrimp, I want it, right? Oh, and they chomp down. And what happens? The hook. They get hooked. And it's what? It's painful. And what happens? They suffer. And this is the trap that we all fall into. And life can be so simple. Life can be so easy. Life can be so serene if we don't get caught up in that trap. If we just take care of ourselves, take care of each other, be kind, you know, supportive, be happy with what we have. Remember the four pearls of wisdom that I always share? Look at what you have, not at what you don't have. That's the first pearl. So that's what it all comes back to. In the Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, desire is the dust that keeps the shine off the glass. Desire is the smoke that blocks out the fire. You want to know God, to be free, but what keeps you from truth is constant desire. That bait on the hook, the dust on the glass. Well, if we take the dust off the glass, what do we do? What do we see? It's like a mirror. It's shiny. It's shining back at us. Everything we have is right there. Everything we need, everything we want is right there. Let the smoke go away. If we're busy wanting something else, we don't appreciate what's right in front of our face, which is pretty doggone amazing, right? I mean, everyone in this room woke up this morning. What a blessing. It's as simple as that. What a blessing. We can look at everything that's wrong in our lives and say, oh, I don't feel like getting up. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. But, you know, Kabbalah, which is another spiritual practice that I love. I don't know enough about it, but I've been studying it little by little. You know, instead of looking at something and saying, that's an obstacle, that's a problem, that why did this happen to me, poor me? You say, ah, what a blessing. What an opportunity. What can I learn from this? How can this change my life? It's a miracle. Every moment is a miracle. So why are we not out there just embracing it and saying yes and let's go to every opportunity? I'm excited for Nikki because she's saying, let's go to Kansas. Let's go. Right? It's a new adventure. Never too late. Here we go. You're going to be with your family and amongst all that love. This is exciting. This is so good. I'm so happy for you. So never doubt that, you know, one person, one situation can't make a difference because everything makes a difference. I heard this story today of a little boy named Kevin. And this was back in the days when Clinton was the president. And in school, he was 10 years old. In school, his teacher gave the assignment to the class to go interview someone who you would, who you look up to. Interview someone you look up to. So I think most of the kids picked, oh, you know, the dad or their mom or the neighbor, or, you know, a friend, their doctor, whatever. But Kevin said, I want to interview President Bill Clinton. So he wrote a letter to the president, and he got a reply back. He got a standard reply from the president with a coloring book. You know, nice kid, here you go, right? Did Kevin give up? No, not Kevin. Kevin started calling the president on the phone 3 times a day. He was very persistent. And I don't know if you guys know how this works, and I didn't know either, but one of my friends used to work at the White House as a volunteer, and they have volunteers and interns who actually answer the phone. If you call the president, somebody's going to answer the phone. I'm doing this like we have receivers. It's this now, right? They have volunteers who answer the phone and listen to you and take notes, and everything gets chronicled. Every phone call, everything gets chronicled. But, you know, if the volunteer thinks it needs to be escalated, she can contact their local congresspeople or whatever. That's how it works. So little Kevin was calling the White House 3 times a day for I don't know how long. And you get a different person almost every time, because there's a lot of people calling the White House, believe me. So they need a lot of volunteers. So one day he gets this 23-year-old intern named Dave Anderson. And Dave Anderson's like, Kevin, you're a really cool kid. Let me see what I can do for you. I'm really going to try to make this happen. I believe in you. I'm going to try to make this happen. Well, this 23-year-old unpaid intern at the White House was able to make it happen. And little Kevin got invited to the White House to interview Bill Clinton. And, of course, Clinton's schedulers and everything says, okay, Kevin, you've got 8 minutes. If you want it recorded, you have to bring your own recording equipment, blah, 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 blah. We're on a schedule. You know, it's got, this is it, protocol. Be ready. And that's it. So he comes. He brings his friend with him. They've got a tape recorder there for the interview, the two of them. Two 10-year-old little boys interviewed Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was so taken with him, he spent more than 30 minutes with them. And he answered every question. And his answers were fantastic. The questions were great. The answers were great. So Kevin made a difference. Bill Clinton made a difference. But Dave Anderson, who set it all up, he made a big difference. And Kevin never forgot it. His whole life. Kevin went on to graduate from an Ivy League school, become this amazing entrepreneur, millionaire, gazillionaire, right? He finds Dave Anderson and says, thank you for believing me, Dave Anderson. I set up a college fund for each of your kids. Is that amazing? That is America. People, I love it. I love it. So today on Father's Day, this is part of what I was going to say before, but remember that when we go through our spiritual awakening, when we go through our spiritual growth, we give birth to ourselves. We are our own mother. We are our own father. And we can share that energy with the world one-on-one or with a group or in doing whatever we can to make the world a better place. And what do we want, really? What we want is freedom. We want to live in freedom, and we want to experience the highest freedom of all, which is spiritual awakening, enlightenment. That is the freedom when we know who we are. And I want that for all of you. And so it is, Om Tat Sats.